Silvio Mejía, Miguel Ángel Martínez. Who ran for the Mejía?
And how is he alive?
Carlos, right?
Jesus is what?
But yes, you are.
Because Jesus is life, surely life is good. But whoever has weaknesses in the body, I pray the Holy Spirit does a work in your life together with the angels. That they do a work in you. If the problem is right on you, who is here, go on the things you left wrong. We pray the Holy Spirit that will go right home and perform right there together with the hosts of angels. You know, a man who has faith, he met our Master Jesus. And he told him, my Master, you're not worthy to go to my house. You send your army that they will go there. And gently sent the army there because he had the Holy Spirit and together with the angels who serve him, and they went to heal the child at that same moment.
Went
to the Holy Spirit together with the armies of angels. We send them to you. Even all that which are far and near, which you expect they have been troubling you, or you've been in need of, that they be worked on in the name of Jesus. That will be starting here. By the time you reach there, and everything is very well. In the name of our Master Jesus. God bless you. By name and voice, the Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Sam Bosa.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are happy to serve and minister to you. When we see God is in you, we know we are ministering God within you. That is why we are called God's ministers. We are not called your ministers. We are usually called God's ministers. Yet we are standing before your presence. The importance is that we minister to God who is in you. He who created the heavens and earth. When we see him in you, we feel happy. Praise Jesus. Thank you for coming. And thank you for standing strong in the name of Master Jesus. Everything we never stood
right
in your journey ever since you came to this earth, I pray God helps you to make them well, that you may reconcile with him this way,
but
that you may reach back in the kingdom of heaven, for that is where your citizenship is. Praise Jesus. Philippians 3:20 says our citizenship is in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, from verse 9 to 14, it says, our Father is in heaven. It means we were there a long time. But he brought us in this journey that we can reconcile with him for not being righteous, which he fast for so long time through Adam. Now you're here in a journey. A journey to reconcile yourself with God. So that you can go back to the kingdom of heaven. If you fail on that, God prepared a place for all who would have failed. He put a prison. That is hell. And after that, he is not ready to reside with the one who has failed to reconcile with you, even though to their list and from them again. After I will take you from the prison hell, he will take you in the lake of fire to melt you right there, such that he can destroy you totally. He is not ready to think again about you. In Psalms 90, he always calls you a past thought. And when you fall in hell, he sees you as a past thought. Yes, truly, I thought of faith creating this such a person, but now it's among the past thoughts in me. How many times you think a day? And how many of the thoughts you think in a day you remember them? There are thoughts which have no importance. You don't need to remember them. Those are the majority. Now even God, he thought to create you, but you can become a past thought to him anytime. If you don't align yourself with him, you can easily be made a past thought by God.
That
I thought of creating this person in my image, but now I regret why I created Saul.
Why did
I create him?
He
wouldn't have been there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But we thank God, we are not going to become a fast forward. We surely have to go back to heaven. This journey we are on the way. In this our way, we have handled it very carefully. We want to go back to the kingdom of heaven. Whether what or what, as it is written, Romans chapter 8, that even though heaven, whether the earth which is for heaven, whether death or what, we are not going to accept to be separated with Christ from his love even.
Yes, we was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
And we more than conquerors every day. More than conquerors. Our victory is in us being written in the book of life. That is what makes us become more than conquerors. Not in driving cars. Not in building expensive houses. Miracles, these are on the way. But what makes us more than conquerors is because our books are in the book of life. And the apostles walk in a journey and they cast demons and they come to Jesus when they are very joyful. They think they have overcome so much. He told them a word. Rejoice for only one thing, because your names are in the book of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they thought casting demons, healing sickness, that is what made them victors. But the major point which makes them victors was their names being in the book of life. Apostle Paul says, I have made all things. But I'm not saying that I've reached the mark. But I'm looking forward to targeting the goal if I can reach the mark. That is what makes us more than conquerors. We are going to get all we need in this life. And they are right in there. But what makes us more victors is going to be in the book of life. Our master testifies and says, what does it profit you to eat the entire world and you finish the whole of it? Yet you forfeit your soul.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are going to get many good things and we have
them.
But what is most important? Be sure of what your name is in the book of life.
Those are
the words of wisdom and
understanding
and counsel
service.
Which have begun the service. Now we are going in the service. As we are still on our journey, we are in positioning and we are seeing the armies of God and how we can walk with God to be able to go back to the kingdom of heaven. We have been moving seed of things. We saw the mission of the church. Churches have begun the world, but I don't know whether they looked at this mission. Our mission is to take you back to the kingdom of heaven. That is the mission of the church. Even our master was winding that mission on earth. In John 14 he says, I have got to prepare places for you. It means his mission wasn't for eating this world. The mission winds up by saying, I have got to prepare. After I'll come back for you, take you back. That means Christ's mission to take us from here, take us back in the house of his father. Praise Jesus. All those the miracles he works along the way, that is not the mission of Christ. His mission is to take you back to heaven and to die for you with his blood, that he can take you back home. Praise Jesus so much. Now we see this mission and we have to keep you when you're holy. And we have to keep ourselves when we are holy. If we are to go back for where we are going, he who is there is holy. That is the Father.
He
asks us to be holy as he is holy.
And
he says, without holiness, no one will see him. Praise Jesus. But as we see the mission, we saw even the order of the church. In this order, this is where we saw this journey.
Of
going to the kingdom of heaven and the journey right from Egypt going to Canaan. It was an image of our salvation right from up to heaven. Praise Jesus. Heaven is the land flowing with milk and honey, which never ceases. Even Canaan was like that. But But the hindrances along the way,
even
the troubling along the way,
the
troubling is the same, which is in our way, from this earth going back to heaven. That's why we started a journey to help you so much. Things of the heavens you see here. We started them on Thursday and Friday. That's when we started the journey. We start from right from 5 until around 7:30. And the day of Tuesday and Wednesday, we are studying Satan's schemes against God and against the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It would have been so good that you appear and you
bless us.
Many of you, I don't see you on those days.
I
will need to speak with you as the services have been finished. That I ask you what is happening. If it is what troubling you, the customers who come late, we are going to pray for them. They will be coming early.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That you can be able to be present. Now, if you
have
not been coming in the weekdays, after service, you're going to see me. Everything which has been troubling you, you're going to put it out of your way, that you can be able to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For you missing so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So much. While we are proceeding on, as we see our journey for salvation, going back to the kingdom of heaven, as we connect
again,
what happened from the journey from Egypt going to Canaan, we last saw the miracles which have performed along the way.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we are proceeding on to see them. When we shall finish it, there is something you'll see, that all along, as Israel was moving with God, their ears never opened, neither their eyes opening. They had not opened their ears, even their eyes. And they couldn't see even what God does. They never changed their clothing, yet they were growing. Even their shoes, they never changed them. But they couldn't see that. We too are like that. As we see that part, God grows in spirit and
he
grows in body. You cannot even testify about that. But that fruit, that car, that house, that is what you have been
talking.
They couldn't see the others. We shall see also that next Sunday. How is it happening? How are you going to do to open your eyes? Many born again get saved many years, yet they have never opened their eyes. Praise Jesus. And their eyes have never opened to see how things are going to be. Praise Jesus. Let's proceed on. Now we want to see. Our Master Jesus wants us so much concerning his false miracles along the way of salvation. As we go back to the kingdom of heaven, just as we saw, that even when they are coming from Egypt, going to Canaan, he warned them of the false miracles, and they which will confuse them. Now, in the time of salvation we are in,
they
way along there are many false miracles. Now, how are you going to do it?
To
be safe that you survive.
Yes,
you
have
praise Jesus. In Matthew,
yes, you have been
Matthew 23.
Yes, you have
Matthew 24.
Yes, you have
we began from verse 10.
Matthew Esula Yamakumi Abiri Munya. No Rigiri Rekumi. So, temuyitibwanga balagirizi kubanga omulagirizi wamwe ali omu ye Kristo.
Matthew 24.
Nasomye muna.
Matthew 24.
Matayo abiri munya olunyolo 10 lugamba. Mu biro ebyo bangi bali esitala, bali wanganayo bali kyawagana, ne bannabbi bangi ab'obulimba balijja, bali kyamya bangi.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. When our Master was warning,
he said
in our journey of salvation, many people free time and betray each other, they will hate each other. Just as we see the visions of salvation, together with religion, and all of them claim they're in Christ. In that division,
it
was many false prophets. But what is so surprising that these prophets, they will be working miracles. But how will you do? What will you do to separate them? That these are the ones for God, these are the ones for Satan. Praise Jesus. That is our journey. And it's the same journey. When they come from Egypt, going to Canaan, in Deuteronomy 13, they warned them of the false miracles along the way. But they couldn't look at that. And they made many fall. Praise Jesus. We are going to be born again.
Who
can separate God's miracle and what is not of God's. When they choose a false prophet, even the ones whom they are working for, getting from the false prophet, they are also accused. They don't just accuse a false prophet. The Bible says, God does not accuse and condemn the one who works miracles, but even the ones who support such miracles.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Matthew 24.
Matthew 24 from verse 12.
Era kubanga obujeemu buliyinga obungi okwagala kw'abasinga obungi kuliwola.
Yesu
n'agamba
nti kubanga obujeemu
bannabbi bano
abatume bano
ab'obulimba
bongerera ddala obujeemu mu
bantu put wickedness in people.
And
what happens? The love of many draws
cause.
What kind of love? That people cease to hate, to love heaven.
And
when you bring the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, people no more love such
a
gospel. They love gospel
of heaven.
There is a power there.
To
tell
them
things of heaven, they cease to have love for
God.
This was in the journey of coming from Egypt, going to Canaan. People reach the time, and they cease to have that love. And they told God, take us back to Egypt where God has
brought.
And the love for going to Canaan, it has ceased to be there. For they came and prophets in the way. And they too were claiming God had spoken with them. But God had not spoken with them. And some say, God speaks with only Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They too were claiming God had spoken with them. Many of them drew and caused others to die. But the love of many, it reached and died. And God killed many along the way. And they couldn't reach Canaan.
For
the love which had died in them, they reached a time and despised the land in which they were going, and it was good. But some of them who reached there, they are the ones who weakened and discouraged the others.
And
people immediately got discouraged. They couldn't go there. In the days we are in, there are many prophecies which look as if they have visited heaven, but they come from their wicked and discouraged us. They tell us that in heaven they are funny structures. They of touch of people have not worked so much, but they too will reach there. It means you're going to draw call and you say, even though I don't work so much for God, I'll reach in heaven, reside in a funny structure there. These are the ones who have spied and hear heaven. But when they come and they tell us, they discourage us. They show you who has not ministered so much. You have not become a pastor, and you have no house there. But do you think all of us are pastors? Do you think all of us are apostles? Everyone with their gifts. Everyone with working as the Spirit uses them, if we remain in the Word of God. Praise Jesus. But
they
have discouraged us. Others tell us that God now is rather still building for you, putting a break for you.
This
message is discouraged. For he God tells us
that
the house is already built and there are many places. And when he speaks, he tells us there is a city which God built, which Abraham was seeking for. This tells us that your house, he even has grass which has grown in it. I tell you a thing, I don't know whether you understand this journey. It has been still discouraged. And in those days when they told you this message, you went for the Spirit and you began to minister. You are trying to do things that bring maybe other resources. You saw that it's impossible, and you got more wicked. And you got totally discouraged, for you never do those things. There are things when they go with discouragement.
In the way
from Egypt to Canaan, there are prophets who are lost. There are others you have even trusted. There are different tribes that you are
thinking
is
made.
You trusted them to put their responsibility
on your behalf.
When they spied the land, they came to tell us what is
happening.
He doesn't give so much. There is no heaven.
And he said,
Lord, I have a little. I have my little money. No, I have only this. They said, the one without a million, there is no heaven.
This
is how they discourage you along the way.
Friends,
they
have
not ceased to come
to this,
but even
in
Egypt to Canaan, it was there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's proceed on with here.
Matthew
24, verse 13.
Naye agumiikiriza okutuusa ku nkomerero yalirokolebwa. N'enjiri eno ey'obwakabaka eribuulirwa mu nsi zonna okuba omujulirwa mu mawanga gonna. Awo enkomerero ne lyoka ejja.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Nti
okubuulira kw'enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Tugibuulira.
Ebeera okujuliza eri abantu bonna. Akkiriza
n'atakkiriza.
Era bw'oba obuulira
enjiri.
Kristo oba agaana
okukujjaza. They refuse to believe
but
in them. On the day of judgment, they told them heaven and how they can go back to heaven, and they refuse themselves. That will be a witness. And do they will believe? They will say, "We told you, you refuse." That's the gospel of the kingdom. That which you have ceased to preach this
generation.
But they will take it
as
Satan and his ministers.
Who
pretend to be ministers of righteousness,
yet
they don't mind the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
So,
now, this is our journey of salvation. There are many things. But what I assure you, if you have walked the journey to preach the gospel of the kingdom in righteousness,
so you say,
it has to be preached until the end. They get off it, leave them
alone.
But in our journey,
focus in.
Our focus,
we have
to remain preaching the gospel of the kingdom. But we need to spend the entire world. This gospel, it will quicken the end to come. We need to spread the entire nation and people know the kingdom of heaven. Then the end will come.
Uganda,
our call, when we
are
brought to prepare all nations for Christ's coming back.
Israel
was called to prepare for his coming back. But Uganda was called to prepare for his second coming. And
it's
best. But our preparation is preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. If we preach it now, we are
going to
tell God's people God is coming. We shall be speaking about our call. Let's proceed on.
Matthew 24:15. Kale, bwe muliraba eky'omuzizo, ekizikiriza, Danieli nabbi kyeyogerako, nga kiyimiridde mu kifo ekitukuvu.
Now when you will see in the holy place when the abomination which causes
the
let the one who reads understand.
If
Israel was right,
when
the time they would have seen a calf, it has stood in the place of God. Is there more
than it?
The one who was seen would have understood that we have abandoned God. You know, they too made the abomination and they made it see the place of God. Now, we too, in this generation, there is an abomination which starts in the place of God or in the holy place. The holy place, it is called the Holy Spirit. But when you leave the holy and you put rather ghost, not spirits, it means in the holy place you put something else. The hall is right there, but the last, the one seated there is not the Spirit of the Lord, is a ghost seated there. And you two are very comfortable.
Call the Holy Ghost.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
we have to be the temple of the Holy Spirit and His own seat in us. In the Holy Priest, remember, we have to be holy.
It will
be a temple of the Holy Spirit. Now they tell you, call the Holy Ghost to sit in you.
Now it
you to call that Holy Ghost.
Not
and you get the place of the
okulumizaamu ekyokwezaakitukuvu ate mukirinze mukijja
kuekatnedda
yesu yebazibu ebifo ebitukuvu kuliko
holy spirit
nekubaako ebaita basent
abatukuvu
byebifo ebyo byogerwako
bwewulira
bekyomuzo nga
kitusdeyomumanya
waliwo omwoyo omulala
ogwejjaekifo ky'omwoyo
omutukuvuetusobola okubisoma ku
lunaku
lyolwokuyesu
yebazaokulaga
ebintu
ebyonaye
bino byaba mu lugendo
olubi
babbira akayana
tebabumba
bakateeka
mu kifo kya mukama
kati ffe tulina okukamenyanatuba nga ffe
bamoses
ab'omulembe
guyesu
yebazibutugenze kunona amateeka
ga katonda
ogenda okuaa bantu
bakoze eddatayesu
yebazibu katweyongereyo
matayo essula ya 24 n'olunyi lwa 16 kale abali mu buyudaaya baddukiranga ku nsozi ali waggulu ku nju takkanga kujja mu bintu ebiri mu nju ye ali mu lusuku taddanga nate kutwala kyambalo kye olunyi lwa 23 mu biro ebyo omuntu bw'abagambanga nti laba kristo ali wano oba aba ali wano temukkirizanga
yesu
yebazibuebiro
ebyo bifaana
webyobagamba
nti kristo
aliwotawaananaye
ennaku gyomuna
gyemugendabwegyekifo kyekirimuasengeka
nnabbyo
oyo
oba omutuma
oyoagambye
yesu
aeyesu
bwetusomesa
alimu ebimuvuna
ebiri
kunsi
yesu yebazibu
era tebamuzimbira yesu yebazibu bwe
tumusoma
bakolosaayo
essuula eyo
esooka
15:19 ebiri mukuna
bikuoyo
yesu
fubwetusomesaera
bwetubuulira
tetuwulira
yesu gwesigala
kusenkubanga
yakulabulirawo
bakugambanga nti ndikusenke
totawaana
tuli Matayo essula 24 n'olunyi lwa 24 kubanga walijja bakristo ab'obulimba
naye kati kanisa
kankuoyinza
okyokwawula
kristobona
abantu olinze kumwawulira
kubyamakigenda
kusoka kikubeerere
kizibu
kuba ebyamagero
bikubo
yesu
yebazibu
Matayo 24 kubanga walijja bakristo ab'obulimba ne bannabbi ab'obulimba naabo balikola obubonero obukulu n'ebyamagero n'ebyokukyamya bakyamye n'abalonde kubanga kiyinzika
misoni y'abasajja
bano
jukira bafa
bava emisiri
bagenda
Canaan
naye mukubo
olwomwalimu
bannabbi abakyami
era
bagolokka bano
bayambere
yesu
yebabuli
kiseera nga
batawaaawabula
babasuubizaera mulimu abantu abali
bwenan'abalala
bayita
bakristoera
bakyalira abantu
mukwolesebwa these people in vision and they tell you
yesu amugide
mukolesi Jesus has come to me in a vision
naye yesu ayagala ffe
okuba ekkanisa
gy'agenda
okutuukulona
kati ono yesu tweyazaalidde omuntu
ono
n'amusaba ekkanisa
yeyagalwamu
gy'agenda okudda
okulona
bannabbi b'obulimba bakugambye nti balijja n'ebyamagero bingi nabbi w'obulimba si ennabbi
atakola
abeera akola ebyamagero
era
ebyewuunyisanaye
nekisooka
bakakundirira bakabaka
watonaaatandika
okugambanaba mukama baawe abalina
obukadde
mujja musibera yinu
kimu
bibiri
bisatu
yakuziiza ddawala takubuulira katonda kumutegeera
ekkanisaabate
bagifuula bagolerezi temulina kumanya
mulimu
n'ebitabo bye bakugobako
tebisoma
If you read it, they will know that
and tell you don't read such books, they will make you mad. Yes, no book can make you mad here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They will come. But
with
many miracles, if it's possible, even the elect will be deceived. And truly you were elected to
come up heaven.
But for these miracles,
if you
fail to separate the ones of God and ones of God, you've got lost. For you cannot separate these miracles. Every miracle you see, every power you see shaking someone, the God is moving. Yet demons are moving.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
They
are also when they first miracles down. We are going to also see that. How are you going to do to overcome?
Men
who have performed miracles in the seasons of
their
yet they are wizards. Praise Jesus.
Babu
they have told you that they will come. That they are coming. In their coming is miracles. Very amazing miracles. Praise Jesus. It was walking the lame. It was causing the damn to
speak. But the
program of
Senators,
I pray you to attend to
their
program is this. They first push demons within you and they beat you tumors in the head.
The
places we are different. Now when you go to be prayed for, they just reason with the demons they have set in you. That's why you see when you run away and don't give an offering to thank them, you get sick again. Because the demons still come back, they send them back to you again. We shall see those things. Praise Jesus. Let's see the next verse.
Matthew 24:25. Kali bwe bagamba nga nti laba ali mu ddungu. Temufulumanga. Laba ali mu bisenge munda.
Era
nga watuuse mu kasenga. Ogenda kulaba Yesu. Yes, we have
praise Jesus. You know you have many rooms you have entered. Some of you have even been done on funny work actions on you. If it comes to me, especially on women, for entering funny rooms, there's nothing you're going to choose for
you.
For you, Noah warned you that never waste your time when they tell you Jesus is in the room.
Yes,
Jesus, he sees you even where you're sitting, even where the
time
you're here, he sees you. Why is that room there? Why do we need this? There you're going to things of the shrines where demons reside in those funny small rooms. The chief wizard,
he
sits there and you meet him in the darkness. The Lord Jesus is not like that.
Matthew 24:26. Laba ali mu bisenge munda temukirizanga kuba kubanga ng'okumyansa bwe kuva ebuvanjuba ne kulabikira ebugwanjuba bwe kutyo bwe kuliba okujja kw'omwana w'omuntu.
Yesu
this young Jesus, you are in the journey of salvation. But now, let's go to the journey of Egypt. The same things happened on the way. The confusing miracles. But, there's everything is there. You are going to bear a little in this salvation. And you
separate
the miracles of God and the ones of Satan.
But
they reached this journey
and
they began to fight. And now, these are the works of God and these are of Satan. I don't understand well here. If you
have
not separated this journey, it will be hard for you to reach. For many of them died and they were blotted from the book of life. Just as we first heard.
We've
gone to Exodus. Exodus 6:9.
Musa n'agamba bw'atyo abaana ba Isirayiri naye ne batawulira Musa ku lw'obunaku obw'omwoyo era ne ku lw'obuddu obukambwe.
Yesu
yebazibunti
Musa atuuka
agalaamuteka
okuva mu misi
yeugenda
Kanani ne bamugamba tuli banaku
ate
tubunyabunyiziddwa
ebyekulusoko
bizeeko
bitugambabangi
balombaga ebintu
byeggulaapa
ne bakugana okuga tomanyi bizibu byegina waka.
Okulira
ebigambo
nina
kugyempisemu
naye
nga mukama
agamba
ekyokusabirakoeyesu
okuva essuula tulumu ya mukaaga n'oluyiri lwa kumi. Mukama n'agamba Musa ng'ayogera nti, yingira ogambe Falaawo kabaka w'Emisiri abaleke abaana ba Isirayiri bave mu nsi ye. Musa n'ayogera mu maaso ga Mukama ng'agamba nti, laba abaana ba Isirayiri tebampulidde, Falaawo anampulira atya nze?
Barokole bannange
listen. Now I got the religious people. They
fought
against me, told me, and they are arguing with us. Now the ones outside, what do they do? Born again, get saved. These ones
knew
very well their God was there, and they were born again.
But
how can they beat your father in heaven? And they tell me to think of heaven, and then you go back and refuse him. Now Moses tells God, if Israel is listening to me, your very own people, now how can I go to Pharaoh?
Laba abaana ba Isirayiri tebampulidde, Falaawo anampulira atya nze ataakomolebwa mimwa? Mukama n'agamba Musa na Alooni n'abalagira eri abaana ba Isirayiri n'eri Falaawo kabaka w'Emisiri okuggya abaana ba Isirayiri mu nsi y'Emisiri.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Mukama
yabalagira
balina okubatwala.
Kati ffe misoni yaffe
ng'abalokoleokuggya
balonde ba Katonda ku nsi
kunopaka ngaazibwakabakanaye
kisinga okwewuza bannabbi b'obulimba abalimu bakola
ebyamabiebyagala
okwefaananyiza
ebyane
kiviirako abantu ba
Katonda
obutasalawo ba
watuwe
tunesiga Katonda.
Falaawo
yatuuka
abaloko
byebyamagero baali bakola
Katonda
n'aleeta ebyali bisingako obunene
nga tebigeeezibwa nakuwa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Ku mulundi
guno gwokka oba oli abadde atambuza
muganabbi
wa bulimba waliyo byagenda okulabako ebyewuunyisa
muzibuyesu
yebazibwe kubanga abaakola
ebyamagezibya
mirundi ngeena
ngabifaanagana
nebaliwaliyo
ebyatandikayo nga tebasaba bigezanagyenjawulo
gyogenda
okuba ku mulembeguwenewankubadde
byamagezi
basaani webyokatonda
agenda tuuka akola
ebyoekigambo
kigenda
and the world is moving on, and the miracles follow it behind, and they are so amazing. For Israel, was continuously getting lost, and the word of God
even
make up miracles following them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Getting dust and throwing it out in the space that people get tumors. And those false prophets too got sick
of themselves.
They have been working miracles before. Now there are things which are preparing ourselves now from year ahead, which God is going to add on the gospel of the kingdom to survival serves God and who doesn't serve God.
Exodus chapter 7
from verse 9.
okuva essula ey'omusanvu n'oluyiri lwa mwenda. Falaawo bw'ali bagamba ng'ayogera nti mukoleewo ekyamagero, n'olyoka ogamba Alooni nti twala omuggo gwo ogusuule wansi mu maaso ga Falaawo oba omusota. Musa n'Alooni ne bayingira ewa Falaawo ne bakola bwe batyo nga Mukama bwe yalagira. Alooni n'asuula omuggo gwe wansi mu maaso ga Falaawo ne mu maaso g'abaddu be ne guba omusota. Falaawo naye n'alyoka ayita abagezi n'abalogo era n'abo abasawo b'Abamisiri ne bakola bwe batyo n'amagezi gaabwe ag'ekyama, kubanga baasuula buli muntu omuggo gwe ne giba emisota.
Bano balina amaanyi gaabwe ag'ekyama naye olwaleero ife
tegakyali
gakyama.
Jezebeli
waatudda
tegakyali gakyama gye tulina.
Nabo ne basuula
enyigo
kati kanisa bwetusinga
ebyamagero
byagala okufaana
ate
ebyabano bingi bingiko
gubadde
musota
kumuogwaanaye
gino gibadde
mingi. Egypt has been many. Now the born again is there. What can I do here? Who is God among them?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Who is the right prophet? And who is the right apostle right now?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the difference,
we see it
in the word of God.
After
we follow the word, there are peers, miracles, they can't dare try. And they even affect the people who have been trying to think that they are doing what God
asks.
For when the snakes were made, the snake of the Lord eventually it swallowed their snakes. You can do one thing in Christ, one miracle, and it swallows all the miracles you have ever existed, which have been done by the false prophet. For you do it and eat, it's not expected, it's never been tested.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know this nation, it is going to experience a problem when the mission has officially begun in this nation. We shall speak with the sun and it will hit more. It can hit 3 days, day and night, and our side is
going to
get night. For if we are not starting positions that the armies we have and the
inclusive,
in what God should be the general
head,
this is a major preparation to separate who is God and who is not God. He serves God and who doesn't serve God. His prophet and who is not his prophet. That is why he has first prepared you. That is to prepare yourself when it's early. For what is going to do next, he has to create a place called Goshen. That is where the children of Israel resided. And what happens to the others that have reached Goshen? All were out of Goshen. All of them experienced the problems. Exodus 7, verse 12.
Naye omuggo gwa Alooni ne gumira emiggo gyabwe. Falaawo omutima gwe ne gukakanyala.
Even though it was swallowed, they remained claiming we have also won one miracle. We too be still have God. By Jesus, you have seen him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Let's go to
verse 19. Exodus 7, verse 19.
Mukama n'agamba Musa nti gamba Alooni nti twala omuggo gwo ogolole omukono gwo ku mazzi g'Emisiri. Kuba emigga gyabwe, ku nsalosalo zaabwe, ne ku bidiba byabwe, ne ku nnyanja zaabwe zonna ez'amazzi, gafuke omusaayi, era mulibeera omusaayi mu nsi yonna ey'Emisiri, mu ntiba ez'omuti ne mu nsuwa ez'amayinja. Musa n'Alooni ne bakola bwe batyo nga Mukama bwe yalagira. N'ayimusa omuggo n'akuba amazzi agaali mu mugga mu maaso ga Falaawo ne mu maaso g'abaddu be. Amazzi gonna agaali mu mugga ne gafuuka omusaayi, n'ebyomu mugga ne bifa. Omugga ne guwunya Abamisiri ne batayinza kunywa amazzi g'omugga. Omusaayi ne gubeera mu nsi yonna ey'Emisiri. Ne bakola bwe batyo abasawo Abamisiri mu magezi gaabwe ag'ekyama Falawo omutima gwe ne gukakanyala.
Owulidde ekyabaawo.
Here what happened?
Bano bafudde omusaayi.
These ones have made water blind.
Bano bagukoze.
These two have done the same sign.
Kati wuliriza.
Now listen.
Israeli.
Israel now.
Yali abaaye agende
kunani. They going to accept to go to Canaan out of Egypt.
Kuba laalaba amaani wali.
Because they saw power.
Yeah, receive it.
Receive it.
Get power.
Kuhala amaani ne wakati. And you fall down with the power.
Now, who
is God? Every side has power. What are we going to do?
We are
because we are this way and we are confusing. And the less they would have refused to get out of Egypt. So they turn to them and say, Moses, what is God you're telling us? It's not different from the God here. They are the same.
Because
all of them work miracles. But because yours, he has commands. He told us they shouldn't worship other gods besides him. But here they accept us to worship many gods. I can go to Jesus of one soul and Jesus of the other, even of the other. But here they are telling us one Jesus. Things are not easy here. The things of salvation. There you can get many Jesus. Praise Jesus. It was in the same way of salvation. And they were beginning to head from to their journey. This began on you the day you confessed. You began to be confused in the way. Who is the born again? Who is not? Is he the one of Molago? Who is the born again?
Is this the
chief in Bizayo? Who is the right born again here?
Who is the one who is the one
They got totally lost. And you understand, said, Master so and so, praise him. You have forgotten to praise Jesus. Apostle so and so, praise him. Praise him. What is wrong with you? This journey is either many problems, but thank God
people
can reveal to you and you get to know. For it would have been very hard for you, more especially in this generation. The world is full of evil powers. The church has covered every form of powers which are evil. You find a man and they don't even feel pain of the
house
of the
pastor.
They are praying for them to give birth and they are stretching their old belly or back. They are praying for them. The woman is mourning, feeling pain. Another feast, people rise. Power is manifest. What is done is harsh.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now
your journey is it a many corn men. It may fail you to reach heaven if you don't get careful. But it's been very good to reveal to you what this journey from Egypt to Canaan, that you can understand very well that the journey from earth going to heaven, it may be very harsh if you don't dare look.
Thessalonians says,
look very carefully. Put on your eyes. Look very well. The eyes you're speaking about, we are not speaking of physical eyes. There are seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God. We don't tell you of these Illuminati eyes. Praise Jesus. Let's just sit on here. Exodus chapter
8.
Exodus
8
verse
1. Mukama bwati mukama bwayogera nti leka abantu bange bampeereze. Era bw'onoogaana gwe okubaleka naba. Ndikuba ensalo zonna n'ebikere. N'omugga guli jula ebikere bililinya nebiyingira mu nyumba yo ne mu kisenge kyo mwosula ne ku kiriri kyo ne mu nyumba y'abaddu bo ne ku bantu bo ne mu ntamuzo ne mu bibbo ebyokugoyeramu n'ebikere bililinya ku ggwe era ne ku bantu bo era ne ku baddu bo bonna. Mukama n'agamba Musa nti gamba Aloni nti golokoka nti golola omukono gwo n'omuggo gwo ku migga ku nsalosalo ne ku bidiba olinyise ebikere ku nsi y'emisiri. Aloni n'agolola omukono gwe ku mazzi g'emisiri ebikere ebirinnya ne bisaanikira ensi ey'emisiri. N'abasawo ne bakola bwe batyo n'amagezi gaabwe ag'ekyama.
They too worked frogs, and they called frogs. They tell the children like you, that the frogs that they do miracles. They do miracles, but they don't cause you to know God, not even know heaven where you're going. You are in miracles, taking power is there. God works miracles, and he gives you laws which will make you able to reach anyway. He gives you a word you will move by. Understand me here. Now where the problem has come, this journey to get hard for you, is that the false prophets, they are working miracles. And you too, you feel, Jesus said they will follow him and do miracles. His signs will follow him. Now when you say signs, then you say truly Jesus has sent them.
Women
yet he said that the ones they sent, he has sent them with miracles.
Who lied
that the elects will get lost? We began in Matthew 24, you find it. The false prophets and the false Christ with many miracles, which are wonderful. The man speaks a word.
Wonders, wonders. You
don't know where he gets it from. He will never tell you heaven at all. They cannot even tell you what is there. They
are
in the Bible. The Bible, they remain just holding on it. Just as the father held on the God of Israel. Praise Jesus. They mind one thing, gathering money from you. And they buy big cars. And you wonder, are we in the same spirit with this man? And he drives big cars and we are very sorrowful like this. Our cars I don't see in Acts.
The
apostles gave everyone as need they had.
They was poor.
They saw I give them to be raised up.
But
they push you on the mountains you to seek your own God. To prove that you're not in the same spirit. They don't feel even the pain you pass through.
Even
the power remains in the transport. They tell him, I see a hand stretching deeper in the pocket.
And
the Lord is pulling out that power. Be like the widow.
That
clothes you have remaining with.
Why Isaac?
Give that Isaac. But all these are wrong. The widow never gave out the old portion. He told her, cook for me a cup portion.
So
first cook for me a cup portion.
Even
the Lord gave Isaac, he didn't give him as he was about to carry him. And the Lord told him, I have seen your faith. There is a lamb there. Take the lamb. This was the time to give your Isaac. I'm going to ask you, bring your Isaac and tell you, take back your Isaac. These are big thieves.
Are
they able to take back your Isaac?
Sivu mamusumba
ni
wabado.
Ngati
lawe
ni zamu chikamu. They are serving through the world.
Left for HIV.
But we the problem. We don't cover any sin here. For in heaven is not accepted. If
the
entire Satan was grabbed from
there,
we shall cast all who are not pastors of righteousness out of heaven or out of the church.
The
Bible speaks of them, they were in us, but they left us to be fulfilled that they are not of our own citizenship. Now I've told you like this, in your journey, there are miracles of two types. What are you going to do? Be with the light of the word of God.
Bible
speaks to Thessalonians. That walk in the light. Even the light is the word of God. That you can check for the days are evil. The evilness of the season. There are many images which look alike.
Yeah.
Not clothing, sheep's clothing. The sheep is Christ. And it's the Father. You know that what people get from
him.
Even the Father is sheep. Christ is called the Lamb of God. Who is the Father of him? Who is the Father of the Lamb? Who is the chief sheep? That is the Father himself. Don't you sing even a song? Lamb of God, you are worthy. Who is the chief sheep who get back the Lamb?
Christ
the Father. The chief sheep, which has spent many years, even they were born a poor sheep.
They should have
let you
know
that if you have rejected your father, who gave birth to you? Our father is the chief sheep. You know, we are always in revelations here. Praise Jesus. Now you always say, Jesus, the Lamb of God. The sheep gave birth to this Lamb. And
you
be called
the
Son of the Most High. He is the Father of sheep. That's why we are called sheep. For if no one
else,
you reject God openly to be your God. Now be a God. Because the God has many characters which preach to us.
You
know, the Bible says that creation preaches to us. The God itself is up, exposing every part of it like that. That is why the people in the world are like that. If they don't expose their private part, they have no peace. That's why even the church, there are many gods. Their parts are always exposed up out like that. You find them singing gospel songs, and they are put on. They are proud. They are very well up here, but the breasts are exposed. They are singing, "Let Jesus be glorified." My God. And it's a typical God. Praise Jesus. And when you find churches like that, you know you have God in the courts. You know, it's good to know the signs of a God. A God has two types of gospels. It has a gospel which preaches to the sinners, and it has a part which preaches to the righteous. Kneeling down on its knees to intercede. Uncle seems to have hair on it. And it also
repeatedly
continues. It eats and sleeps down here. Now that's the part of
the
body. You'll be the head of the body. But on the tail, they were not born again. The tail part, it's always up exposed like that. You are telling everything you see. Everything of you is exposed. The sheep walks covering carefully. The tail covers its privacy. We don't walk naked as born again, for we are God's sheep. But if you clothe your short clothing, at least be a sheep or a goatish. At least. That's why those animals God spoke of them so much. Let's proceed on here. Verses 16, Exodus 8.
Mukama n'agamba Musa nti gamba Aloni nti golola omugogo okuba enfuufu y'ensi ebe ensekere mu nsi yonna ey'Emisiri.
Now
ebintu byagenda biri nyekanda.
Things levels went on rising.
You know, there are
miracles you're used to, but
there
are miracles which are coming you're not used to, and they have never been worked out. The day God will command us, you know, people have worshipped said that so much, he will tell you, go and throw dust, and every false prophet, class will fall on their heads. They will be on the pulpit and they will be sweat. And that's symphonic all over their entire bodies.
The
level we are heading onto our heads. And we are
deeply
from post miracle, the right one. Miracles, minute. But they are major ones.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now, if the church had known this word, we would have been very different.
They
were against and they were not. For the living God,
he
speaks so much of the false prophets and the false apostles. He goes to you so much of the false Christ. He would have brought his miracles to separate them from the ones who are not here. We are going to be so much in the word.
The
one follows the word. And that's so amazing. That the one who has to go back home, they have to go back home to heaven. That you may not get confused so much with things of the flesh.
Verse 8, verse 17.
Nebakola,
Bwebatyo, Aloni Nagolo, Omukono Gwe, Nagola, Omuko, Nakuba, Enfufu Yensi, Newaba Ensekere, Kumuntu, Nekunsolo, Enfufu yonna eyensi neba ensekere mu nsi yonna ey'emisiri.
Bajja kulaba ku buzibu
obuddamu.
Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'omunaana. N'abasawo ne bakola bwe batyo n'amagezi gaabwe ag'ekyama balyoke baleete ensekere naye ne batayinza.
Byagaana ku luno.
Waliwo
ekijja.
Praise Jesus. And these things have been doing. And you handled the major miracles. You speaking of miracles. They are miracles we've never seen. And they have begun there on the way. To see the prayer who serves God and who doesn't serve God. The righteous and the unrighteous. And God has been preparing us. What will follow? To see the prayer who serves Him and who doesn't serve Him. For his spoke that his name will be cleansed. Praise Jesus. And he has to cleanse his own name. To separate from every deception.
But
they try. And the last word will come. Everyone who has been claiming you have Jesus, you are going to prove whether you had Jesus or you didn't have him. We are going to know the false Christ and they were not.
Yes, he was with
me. Praise Jesus so much.
Exodus 8, verse 18. Yengalo ya Katonda.
And they say we are dead. This time we have begun to believe.
This
is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are going to reach.
They
were telling you they have Jesus. And
they
are beginning to work in miracles. And they would have said, but
truly,
this has not been Jesus I've been on.
I was stuck
here a long time. I've not known what I've been doing. See, if only the word alone is shaking people around. They always come here and ask, where do you fall?
In
Christ Jesus. Out of miracle what? Did we come for miracle? We are here for Christ.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
We
hear those words. Someone was here yesterday.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. But all this while, the word alone has become a problem. But when the signs will follow behind it, when they have not even begun now, I am waiting for them in the corner. That they will follow. We
were
in Lubuja and we tested some of the signs.
And he
said, I have paused these things. We reason with God. You first pause the signs, we first study God. After we put a place called Goshen, they will want to be healed and saved will come around. And
we
will begin officially. And there are people who point as an example. Now
you
hear me as an example of God. And all who refuse truth. And it should be pointing. Why does the other know this? How can the others understand the truth? You say, don't understand. How can the others understand? He has been preparing to be an example. For God cannot do a work when He has no specimen to show others. And He doesn't mention. And He beats Egypt, asking them, how comes the Israelites not happening? What did you do to God, you? As He's beating them. All these features happened. They never were until the Israel camp. It was only in Egypt. He had prepared them to be an example in the entire world. But you, as the nation of Uganda, and you sit here mostly, He's preparing you to be an example of what He's going to do. If you have not understood His mission, today you have been told of the mission.
Ya munana n'olunyiro 19.
Exodus 8 verse 19.
Farao n'akakanyala omutima gwe n'atabawulira nga Mukama bwe yayogera. Mukama n'agamba Musa nti, golokoka ku nkya mu matulutulu oyimirire mu maaso ga Farao. Laba, afuluma okugenda ku mazzi. Omugambe nti, bwati Mukama bw'ayogera nti, leka abantu bange bampeereze. Naye bw'otobaleke, laba, ndikuleetera ebikukulu byensowera gwe n'abaddu bo n'abantu bo ne mu nnyumba zo n'ennyumba z'Abamisiri zirijjula ebikukulu byensowera era n'ebibanja mwe ziri n'ebibinja mwe ziri nange ndijawulako ku lunaku luli ensi ey'e Goseni. Abantu bange bwe basula.
Hear what he's telling you? I'm going to depreciate. I have to separate my people. That's the nation of Goshen. This place was in Egypt. That's where the Israel resided. Praise Jesus. I am going to depreciate them from you. But remember, I'm going to pause you a little here. And we go to Malachi. Malachi 3, verses 17
unto 18. Malachi 3:17. Era bali babange bwayogera Mukama w'eggye. Ku lunaku lwe ndikolerako.
Ku lunaku lw'ala akolerako.
They will work.
Olwo bajja kuba
babaana.
Bali bakintu kya nvuma.
Tuli babatukuvu.
We shall be holy.
Nga tusonge mwamu.
And we are pointed on.
Okubeera ekyokulabirako.
Be an example.
Akasera katono niyo
kuva. A little time from now.
Era ndibasonyiwa ng'omusajja bw'asonyiwa mutabani we amuweereza. Awo lwemulidda ne mwawula omutuukirivu n'omubi.
Bwe munadda obulungi
mu
kiseera kitono nnyo
ogenda kwawulaomanyikubatekanisa y'obulamuyayawula
mu lugendo nga musa
jabana is Moses get Israel from Egypt. You go to Canaan. They reach and say, they on the side of Moses, go on the side. They on the side of Jabez, go on the other side. Thus you will go back to God. First, the gospel has come.
And
what God against us saying, what kind of gospel is this? Where do they preach it from? It is what has separated us first. Even all religions.
But
you say it like this, that you must come back to understand. You serve Him and you don't serve Him. For we've been in confusion. We don't know who serves God and who doesn't serve Him. Now Jesus have come. He said that we come back. Go ahead and read.
Malachi 3:18.
Awo
lwemulidda ne mwawula omutuukirivu n'omubi. Oyo aweereza Katonda n'oyo atamuweereza.
And you will come back.
Sarah,
it is time to separate.
Yes.
Who is Jesus? Who is not Jesus?
These
prophets and these apostles who are these? And the apostles of the faith and who are they? The church of Christ is the world. How many are they in the world? And they which are not His. That is where we are heading. And that's why He's preparing us for the world.
We are
going to be preaching the world. Yet the miracles behind it. They are not to only walk the lame, but they are amazing and hard miracles.
You know,
You know they are prophets, who even going to become animals on their pulpits? They were going to get bent and speak like God and they will be beaten on the pulpits. This happened in Acts. We are the ones who got off track. They would not be endlessly waiting to salvation hiding in you. It would have gotten out. But when we put the spirit aside on our side, in our generation, we forgot it. For our citizenship in heaven, we began to look on how we eat the world. The evil Satan came to make us in us in their false miracles. We've gone back to Exodus. Exodus 8, verse 22.
Nange ndikyawulako ku lunaku luli ensi ye Goseni abantu bange mwe basula ebikuukulu by'ensowera bireme okubeerayo alyoka amanye nga nze Mukama ali wakati w'ensi.
Yesu agenda kuba akola byakola naye bwayawuddeko
if you are in the world where you are
from,
wherever you are separated so entirely from the false prophets, from the false apostles, false pastors,
then you
claim to be followers of Christ. Come back and become a disciple, even though you are far. You can hear this message.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Separate
your soul when it's early. Because what God is going to do next. To drop people to get back to the kingdom of heaven. He's going to follow what?
Tuli mukuba esula ya munana n'oligira makumi abiri mu satu.
Exodus 8 verse 23.
Nange nditekawo okununula wakati mu bantu bange n'abantu bo.
There is going
to be a distinction between the people of Satan and the ones of God. That distinction we began to see it a long time. God has taken off burdens from us. They used to make us fast. He said, let me give you the full fasting. We study it where we are not in the weekdays. On Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday and Friday. And we are separated. And the name of God and they were
released.
And it's not a place of rest
unto
everyone who feels you're tired. Whatever you've stumbled and moved in, it is going to get tired that you can get rest.
Mukuva esura ya munana olinyuma makumi abiri mu satu.
Exodus 8:23.
Kyo lwekaliberawo akabonero kano. Mukama n'akola bw'atyo. Ebikukulu by'ensowera ne bijja ebizibu mu nnyumba ya Falaawo ne mu nnyumba z'abaddu be ne mu nsi yonna ey'Emisiri ensi n'efa ebikukulu by'ensowera. Falaawo n'ayita Musa n'Alooni n'ayogera nti mugende muweeyo ssaddaaka eri Katonda wammwe mu nsi eno. Musa n'ayogera nti si kirungi okukola bwe kityo kubanga tuliwa eky'omuzizo eky'Abamisiri Mukama Katonda waffe.
Yes, you were
saying.
We are
going to reach a time. And what they have been on, they will say, you know what? In those church synagogues, let us stand and serve God here. And you tell them, I don't serve God from here. I am going where He told me to go and minister from. And they have seen many troubles, they have left you. They are telling you, do what you want here. Let us leave the gospel. Little by little, you will tell him, it is not coming little. We are going to serve God. If you don't want to go, we cannot do the things here.
There
are people moving on saying, I will change little.
You
are the one who gives God the way you are going to change.
You
know we change slow. If you discover it, stay slow. You know it is you changing yourself, not God. You know that you can even stop what you're doing. If you begin to tell yourself, I change slow. How did you know you change slow?
Exodus
8:26.
Bwe tulimuwa ekyomuzizo eky'Abamisiri mu maaso gaabwe tebali tukuba amayinja.
He told him, we may give him something and we serve you when in Egypt it is detestable. We can give him a pig, our God. Yet when you sign this testimony, you stone us. Leave us, we go serve from the other place. We shall refuse the seed here, and we refuse the first fruit, and we tell you Jesus the first fruit, and is the seed. You don't need the seed here. You are ready to give a tithe and the offering, and that is your seed now. Praise Jesus. This is what we call the love offering.
Or the free will offering.
Free will. Those ones are still in the Bible. But it's not like first fruits. But the first fruit is Jesus was offered. And in the seed it was buried and rose again. Which we are counting the seed which you are put to raise again. When God gave the first fruits of all creation, there's no more asking people for first fruits. Every day they have been grabbing your salary. There are many people here. When you went to work at the church, your first salary, God said, bring it. They have been stealing from you. What I will ask you is one, be diligent in giving the tithe and the offering. If you have a free will offering, there's someone who says, truly, I feel, I want to give for the helping of the work of God. I feel I've loved the ministry, let me give what's called love offering.
What are you aware?
You can pledge also, but we are not going to ask for the first fruit, not even a seed here. Now,
sometimes,
let us preach together.
And we
are not ready to do what is in the righteousness of God.
Exodus 8:27. Olugendo olw'ennaku essatu mu ddungu. Tuweeyo ssaddaaka eri Mukama Katonda waffe, nga bwe yatulagira. Falaawo n'ayogera nti, Nabaleka, muweeyo ssaddaaka eri Mukama Katonda wammwe mu ddungu. Wabula kino kyokka, temugenda wala nnyo.
Togenda nnyo.
Omanyi ova wano.
Ogenda omubuulirako.
Mune
musumba.
Pasita.
Ye bigambo gye biri bya bulamu.
What's the theory of life?
Namana gamba.
And it tells you.
Yenaye togenda nnyo.
But don't go far.
Listen,
but don't go yourself deep. Do not go deeper into these words. Go and go deeper into them, brother.
For he
knows when he refuses you. You may hate them quickly. Now he buys time for you. You see how they will bound you more. Now what you do? When they tell you don't go deeper, you go deeper into the words. He tells you, God, they are good, but even don't hate our church. Now, I wouldn't have asked it, but can you change that we go back to the what? No, you know, we have come very far. And as the pastor, we may be ashamed of change. You told people this, and now you change. You know they are playing the truth. Exodus 8:28.
Munsabire, Musa n'ayogera nti laba, nva mu maaso go, ndi musaba Mukama ebikusobera bigibwewo eri Falaawo, eri abaddu be n'eri abantu be. Jo, wabula kino kyokka, Falaawo aleme okweyongera nate okulimba obutaleka bantu.
Yali alimba emirundi
mingi. He was deceiving many times.
Mukyensekere.
Into the gnats.
Yali mbambo
agenda abantu abantu. He lied and God let them and refused. Praise Jesus. Now, even this one is spoken and deceived them again. Let us see verse 32.
Falaawo n'akakanyaza omutima gwe omulundi ogwo nate n'atabaleka abantu.
N'ayongera bwatyo
n'akakanyaza. Continuously became unmoved. Verse 9, chapter 9, verse 3.
Olunyo olw'okubiri. Kubanga bw'onoogaana okuleka n'oyongera okubakwata, laba omukono gwa Mukama guli kumagana go agali mu ttale, kuba ku mbalaasi, ku ndogoyi, ku ŋŋamira, ku nte ne ku ndiga. Nsotoka omuzibu ennyo, era Mukama alyawula amagana g'Abayisirayiri n'amagana g'abamisiri
owuliddekijjaokubaawo
bwe kyolina okukola kinywerera mu mazima katonda
agenda kuba ayitamu
naye
bw'anaaba
ayitamu
okwawula amuweereza
natamuweereza
agenda kuba ababa abalaba
abamanyi
kubigenda okuddiira
ate
okuwulira ekigenda okubaawo nti mukama ng'ayawula
abamuweerezanaba
abeerimbisa mu bulokolenga
si balokole
bannabbi babulimba abatume
babulimba
abagoberesa ab'obulimba
nabo
bajja kulaba
ebyawulimba
ategere
butegeeza
satulanga
tuli mu kubisula y'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'okuna era mukama alyawula amagana g'abaisirayiri n'amagana ag'emisiri so tewalifa n'emu mu go agabana abaisirayiri gonna mukama anassaawo ekiseera kye yayagala ng'ayogera nti jjo mukama bw'alikola ekyo mu nsi mukama n'akola Mukama n'akola kiri bwe bwakya amagana gonna ag'emisiri ne gafa naye mu magana g'abaana ba isirayiri tewaafa n'emu falaawo n'atuma naba mu magana g'abamisiri tewaali newankubadde emu efudde naye falaawo omutima gwe ne gukakanyala n'atabaleka abantu mukama n'agamba musa n'alooni nti mwetwalire embatu z'evvu ery'omu kyoto musa alimansize waggulu mu maaso ga falaawo era liriba enfuufu ku nsi yonna ey'emisiri liriba jjute eriyulika mu mabwa ku muntu ne ku nsolo
owulidde ebimu byagenda okwongera kaakati tugenda kulaba ekiseera si kinene
nyoani
awerijagalaaweriwe tusooka tukwata ekigambo
kino
tugenda kulaba ebinja
byamalayikaabakola
omulimu
guno
era ku luno kwokka katonda bwe yabikula okuyitibwa kweggwanga lya uganda yalaganga emyoyo gye musanvu amaaso ge omusanvu
wano
mu ggwanga
weere
nawa n'obubonero obulaga
Yesu
yebazibwa omu kubonera
obwo
Yesu
yebazibwa
kinyonyi kyeggwanga
kiriwo
ng'akabonero k'ejjuba bwe yali mu
Isirayiri
lwaki kubanga amateeka agafuga president
prayer
ge gamu ate era agafuga omwoyo
mutukuvu
jjukira omwoyo mutukuvu
mataayo
12:32 bw'omuvvoola
nakusonyiwa
emirembe gino
nekikomera
yegeere
olwaleero
amateeka
g'eggwanga
oba n'ogitta
awatali kubuuza libaluzira
era akabonero akalala akaliriko
kwe
kubanga mu uganda flag
yeetooloddwa
kale
eyawhite
kulwensi
yaffe
kale enjeru etegeeza
emirembe
naye
kulwakatonbwe
butuukirivu bwatubanja mukomoyatandika okola naye
bwenatuka
bwe bwe yasaba agenda okusanyawo ggomora yagamba abantu nga
kuyonna
bigenda kufuluma mukubira kwe
gwalatukuleeta
kuluno nga kuli bulungi nyo
ekikinyonyoddwaakabonero
akalala akokulabisa emyo gino
omusanyuyesu
yebazibwaisirayiri
twalaba
nnyo obubonero bungi nga enviri za samusoni ezasingibwa emirundi musanvu twalabaana baisirayiri muyoso esula ey'omukaaga beetwala yeriko emirundi musanvu kati wano mu uganda tulina obubonero
obwo
akasookerwako tulina
olugero
mama yatuzaala abaana musanvu n'atubumbira obukulenge
musanvu
ali yasaagako
egulu
bajjamu wasiwazika olina akabonero akalala erinnya yoweri It was streamlining the pouring of the Holy Spirit at Joel 2 says. The other sign is the name Museveni. It represents the seven spirits. It's not the seven spirits himself, but it's the name sign. It's the sign. There is another. When he was beginning a war, he fought. He began with seven guns. And it shows the seven spirits in his
hand.
As Kampala,
Uganda,
Kampala. It is surrounded by seven hills.
And
when
he
was telling me to come here, those
are
the first thing he told me.
That
you, I can tell you all the call of the angels. The angels in seven
doors,
they already arrived in this very city. Just a little time from now, you will see what happened. The call of the nation.
Yes,
that's why you see where he has revealed the seven spirits from. Israel never knew how they were, even though they first worked from there. But here we know them very well now. Now our nation, God has prepared it carefully. Lift along where you first start from the mountain. At Apostle Mulinde's place. That was preparing these seasons. Let us count him as John the Baptist. And we see that Jesus has reached to work officially. Let's proceed on Exodus.
Tuli mukova esura ya mwenda n'olunyiriri lwa mwenda.
Exodus 9, verse 9.
Mu nsi yonna ey'Emisiri ne batwala evvu ery'omukyoto ne bayimirira mu maaso ga Falaawo Musa n'alimansa waggulu ne liba ejjute eriyulika mu mabwa ku muntu ne ku nsolo.
Yesu
kati
esigenda okuleeta enjawukane okwawula bannabbi
and
just around your locality.
You have a book,
get suit from there and move with it. You take suit which is
hot
and the rains fire on those people, all boils. The false prophet, what
you
are going to pass on them is the word. But the miracles behind are very wild.
Tuli mukova esula ya mwenda n'olunyiriri lwa kumi na lumu.
Exodus 9 verse 11.
Abasawo ne batayinza kuyimirira mu maaso ga Musa ku lw'amayute.
They themselves, the wizards, they too got sick of the boils. Now the false prophets, thank you for confusing God's people. And you hid and then go back to heaven. But time has dawned on you. The light of the world has come. And these miracles are following. They are going to get sick of boils. Because that's what I've been using to bind God's people to confuse them. You will be surprised. The one you'll be knowing as the prophet and the miracles they've been doing. And they wake up when they boil. They will even hide from you that you don't see them. But God will grab them out of there. They were pretending on God, they bring witchcraft from the
evil.
You are going to see of the living God. The born again and they were not. The pastors and they were not pastors. The prophets and they were not his prophets. That's the aspect of
heaven.
That's why he brought his journey from Egypt to go to Canaan in the journey of heaven to show you what he is going to do.
Okuva esula ya mwenda n'olunyiri lwa kumi na bbiri.
Exodus 9 verse 12.
Mukama n'akakanyaza omutima gwa Falaawo n'atawulira. Mukama bwe yagamba Musa. Mukama n'agamba Musa nti golokoka enkya mu makya n'oyimirira mu maaso ga Falaawo n'omugamba nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda wa Abaebbulaniya nti leka abantu bange bampeereze, kubanga omulundi guno n'akuleetera ebibonoobono byange byonna, omutima gwo n'abaddu bo n'abantu bo, olyoke omanye nga tewali mu nsi yonna afaanana nga nze.
Bagenda kuba nga bamwawula,
aweereza
Katonda yamugamba ngenda kukukuba ebisinga ku biwakala
bakati
ota abantu bangaina omanye kanisa bakufuula
mugoberezi
naye
newuya
mugulube nakubuuza
amakulubenakuwa
otudde
kwakualeluya
ngaunaanya
musekama
alina ekirabo
kyatekaweereza
bakuganya
okuweerabaweereza
bali
basatu
basigadde
bosia
kati mukama agamba
bate
abalokole
bebakuweereza
eyo gyobadde
omugoberezi
kubanga mukama alina dinali
gyeyakuwanaye
ogisise
mukitabo
ogituddeko ng'akungulira
gy'atasigala
yesu yeebazibwa bakutuulidde ebbanga
ddene
omanyi tova wantu ssebo tebakuta okukutanga bamaze kukusiba
asibabintu byabwe
bamala kukuteeka mu myoyo gyabwe ate bw'ogenda
n'otandikaolina
okuŋŋaanya ekikumi kimu ekyekkumi
n'okikomyawo eno
okukuta okugenda okuweereza ovayo nga ate nga
kwegamba
obwena nakugwa
bugiwansi
okukuta okgenda obakakasi kati ng'oli
muwombeeku
okomba bugere mulimu abazumba abamu bo bakombesa abantu ebigere babawa
amaanyi
ate bwabagulramu nga naye
bwe yagoba
omulala muyeerya namulalu kati naawe oyagala kusooka lya
namulalufuna
amaanyi wa luganda nsaba mukama
akulokolera
omwoyo
weeave
ku mwoyo oyo akozeakoze
ebyategesajja
omu yawa obujulizi nineekanga
nnyo
mbujje okufuna amaanyi galina yalaba omusumba agalina n'amugjamu engatto bulungi nnyo
n'agizuula
wali
obusitokisi
n'abumugjamu n'akomba akagere kamukamu n'alyoka afuna amafuta ago gundi ebintu bye mukolaakola si
ebyomukama
okuva essula ya mwenda n'oluyi lwa kumi
n'ataano
kubanga kaakano nandigolodde omukono gwange nandikubye ggwe n'abantu bo ne kawumpuli wandizikiridde mu nsi naye ddala mazima kyenvudde nkuyimiriza okukulaga amaanyi gange ggwe era erinnya lyange okubuulirwa mu nsi zonna
yesu yeebazibwaamin yamugamba gwe falaawo badde mutaddeawo nga njagala kulaga amaanyi gange gawokane n'ag'abalala era erinnya lyange liddemu libuulirwe mu nsi zonna kwogera ku linnya lya yesu
tuli mu kuva essuula ya mwenda n'oluyi lwa kumi na musanvu okutuusa kaakano weegulumizizza ku bantu bange obutabaleka laba kyo nga mu kiseera kino nditonyesa omuzira omuzito ennyo ogutalabikanga mu misiri kasookedde esooka okubaawo okutuusa kaakano
yesu yeebazibwa ebyolugendo bino wakyali ebyamagere naye njagala
okukutegeeza
abatume baali batandisa katonda yasobola okukolayo ebyali bitiisa okwawula bamuweereza
nabatamuweereza
waliwo bannabbi nga mubakozesa mizimu okulagula mu biro ebyo katonda n'aleeta amaanyi mangi okwawulawo katonda ebikola abatume eno tujja jjongererako ku saana eyo tulabe ebyaddirira ku byamagero ebyaddako njagala otambule mu bulokozi ng'otegeera ku gy'ogenda era ng'omanyi ebiri mu kkuba ebyo okusobola okubyewala
lukaatumekumi na mukaaga na musanvu
ebikola batume esura ya 16 n'olunyi lwa 16 awo olwatuuka bwe twali tugenda wali awasabirwanga omuwala yaliko dayimoni alagula n'atusanga
buliriza bulungi nnyo bagenda
ebasabirawebasabirangawo
era baberanga ku kimu saba abatume baba
bagendaomuwala
ngaliko
dayimoninayekugambandaba
bajjajjawo
bataa
bafa
bafundaba
mukama nga akuyimusa
naye
akusabye
omuwata
uliriza bulungi
buli
mukubo lya
bulokozi
mulimu dayimoni nazo
ziragulaaa
ne bannabbi ba mukama
okulagulaukudde kuzibu
okoze oti okwawula
tuzawanbakulaguddeko okuva mukisomanye
abantu banabatta
ezimu eziragula
tatya nakwogera mpale
gyoyambaeombana
eswala
ngayagala kakaate mukwogeraonotasola nakuswakazi
gwengulao
nekizimbaaweki
bwomuyita wali emukyawanomukolaomusabiranaobera naye yo dayimoni
ngalagalawokaakalimira
abatume
yasoka
nibabuzabuza
But Paul, as he looked analytically, this is
God's
Spirit of the Lord. Let's see what followed. Acts 16. Verse 16.
Yafuliranga bakama ebintu ebingi olw'okulagula. Oyo bwe yagoberera Paulo naffe n'ayogerera waggulu ng'agamba nti abantu bano baddu ba Katonda ali waggulu ennyo.
Ate bali babyeyogeza.
As they are speaking,
bambala eddiba lye
nga ye. They close the ship's cloth, there's Jesus.
Ne bagamba.
And they say.
Abo baddu ba Mukama ali waggulu ennyo. The demon
is speaking. The demon is speaking.
Ababulira ku muli obulokozi
Yesu. The word salvation Jesus.
Nkuweereza mulinga
muzimu. And it serves when it's a demon in there.
Mugenda okulata gulina kisambu
kya magero. Has no miracle. Sema
akagero
tupo. Leta
milioni
yo. Wabukata
obusatu. Wanga mukambwe. Mungu alikodda yo. Why
you have a sin? They have a demon. Can get money.
ababulira ekkubo ery'obulokozi
kanisa yagwa ku
buzibutugenda
tugendawadayimoni eragula naye nga yekwese mu linnya lya
Yesu
lisebetu nedemujiriya aisiwa
kwainabeka
nkulaba oyina omwami wo
naye
takwagala ye nabbi kumbe dayimoni owega
yeyogera
ogenda ogiwulira enyumirwa nyo ebyobuwemu kumbe dayimoni eriwali pasita nze neegombagomba nnyo
ye pasita
yani
mutugamba
onyumira otya
obusa
munza nawulidde kaka nsinza musonyiwa yakubana bamutere ng'akaba
little foolish things.
After
he prophesies upon you everything, yet there are demons, typical ones.
Is the general
but if there are many things on the way,
tunatuka.
Are we going to reach?
Who's the neighbor?
Ask your neighbor, are you reaching? What are you going to do?
Let us get
the light of the world of God to light us.
Everybody puts a zero in
you.
Who are you awakened? There is a time. Who is over at Luka?
We need an order.
I didn't want to go to Nuria Mission.
We are going back home.
Tuli, mikolo batu mesula ya kumi na mkaga, noli nyi wa kumi na munana.
16 verses 18.
Nakolanga watu enako nyingi. Naye Paulo.
Ya mikolanga watu enako nyingi. Na alakula, alina watule.
Naye
Paulo na
kutu. Paulo put, went aside, close a little.
Bulo simu yogu wa mkama.
This is by the Spirit of God. This is Lucifer himself.
Biko watume kumi na mkaka kumi na munana.
After 16 verse 18.
Na kolanga watu enako nyeji. Ne Paulo muyanaku wale nyo. Na achuka na agamba daimoni iti. Mkula gina muli nyari ya Yesu Kristo omuveko.
Pato na mkwe!
Those are life.
Umanyi muli mwa mkama aja kutu mamuko na alio.
Yomuroko
yu.
I speak of them. Mkwe mkwe mkwe. And you tell demons this is perfect and they fall down like that. And they have been prophesied by the demon has been upon their head. Let me tell you one thing.
Make sure
the most have demons.
If
the one which comes with
them,
with the big demon and let the old pastors fall down.
But
the Spirit of God, how can I beat you? And I make you fall when the same Spirit is in you and me. I thought when
Magnus
meets, they just
start
talking to each other like that, and they are standing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
the other falls down.
They
have a senior with demon upon them, which came with them.
They bring with the
demons and they beat them with their colleagues as their thunders.
You have
not seen
the Nakuja.
They bring out thunders and beat others down. And it comes like a thunder beating you down.
And it beats
you all down.
People
have
time.
But God is doing something.
I know
He is doing and preparing the work. We have to go back to heaven.
Sura ya kumi na mkaga nuri njiwa kumi na mnana.
Mark 16 verse 18.
Na mbukwa mchisele icho.
Diamond ya mbukwa.
The demon left the girl.
Na binaga ba.
And the prophet says we are dead.
Mama. Cheshi mbade.
What has happened to me?
Ulijama nyari no mwono.
She has always thought she had a spirit.
Kumba ina mbukwa.
Yet she has a demon.
Nga wewa se mkanisa
wa ina mbukwa. And she's hidden in a church.
Wewa sabira we
nini. Where they pray from.
Adama nrove na mbukwa.
You cannot be revealed. For revelation is in the word. Pray for all
years.
Yet a demon is prophesying upon you. They are not in the word.
Shabbat! Shabbat!
Shabbat! And the demons too penetrated in the prayer place. And they said, by prayer, we enjoy such. They were
seen
and they followed them and beat them down. And they let drum upon them and they go back. Even tomorrow morning,
you want to pray
and they are troubling you with prayer. You have studied how long here? Have you seen a demon troubling someone here? The word is a fire. If we end up
praying,
you are shouting like that. Can you
know
what? All of you are going to get out of your way in the name of Jesus.
But when you pay in preference, by the time you go, you're all sick. This one was beaten on the floor, on the stone, on the floor. Others have put in others. What they do to you, they come where they pray from. If they discover, you have no word, you know. Where they pray from is where they come. And they trouble you. Let me tell you, you can sweat. And you chase them. And they are shouting. Pretend they're making drama around. They shall not go. That's why the apostles preach. And people just leave them without anyone touching them.
Acts 16 verse 19.
Naye
bakama baabwe bwe baalaba ng'essuubi ly'ebintu byabwe liweddewo.
Essuubi litandise okuggwaawo.
Is beating us like that. We are no more going to make money. Demons have been making money, been chased. People are getting wiser now. You cannot lie them with miracles of Satan. For those demons are to make money. At least it has come to your home and makes you sick of it. And after it checks, and you have 10 million in your account, it tells the prophet, he has 10 million. Now by the time you come with your tumor, God heals you. But he says, you have 10 million in the account. Bring it. What is there you fall? It is the prophet, it is true prophet. Like that.
The
man came to make money, his demon, he bought it. He went to the sea to get his power. You think it's on you that you go to heaven with him. He has put his basket, he's making money there. They have big baskets and they are taller than even you. And by the time you put it, you have to look, stretch to be able to put it.
Right, what you
come to make money, how much have they ever given you is in it? They trust the rich and the rich ones. They have demons and they make money. You don't tell them they are even
coins. You
don't even tell them they are coins here.
When
you check
your
scriptures, someone gave either a purse. But they have gotten why they do not make coins here. Which God has
given them?
Let him go to the back of the goods and stop them from making coins if he doesn't want them. God go where they make them and stops them. Let me ask you, pastors with his coins, if I bring million coins or a million. I want you to go and challenge the pastor. Coins of a million shillings and you go with them. You go shaking them. They will chase you with your million of coins. They will change their mind.
Acts 16 verse
20.
Ne bagamba nti abantu bano basasamaza nnyo ekibuga kyaffe. Kubanga Bayudaaya era bayigiriza empisa ez'omuzizo ffe okuzikwatanga newankubadde okuzikolanga kubanga tuli Baluumi.
Bajagamba nga tetubaganye okukola kino
n'ekintu.
ekibiina ne kibagolokokerako wamu abalamuzi ne babayuliza engoye zaabwe ne babalagira okubakuba emiggo bwe baabakuba emiggo emingi ne babasindika mu kkomera ne balagira omukuumi okubakuuma ennyo
bamalayika
tayali
bajja ne
babanoonayo
waliwo enkola zogenda
olabaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa be studying Moses, and we are on the apostles seeing them. He's going to join two eras. So the prophets and the act of the apostles and perform them in this generation. I want us to meet on Sunday. We continue to separate what is in the world of salvation, which are equal like the ones in the journey from Egypt going to Canaan. In our journey from heaven and something from heaven, after we get to heaven, we are more than conquerors. We shall see God working in the name of the Master. God bless you. Thank you for coming.